93.7 The River. Classic rock redefined. There goes Chili Peps, Danny California. Dog and Joe Show. Your chance to know the Dog and Joe Show. That's coming up. We got amazing River Rockland Harley t-shirts for you today, if in fact you do know the Dog and Joe Show. And I say this just to ready you. I feel a final three coming on. 766-9370. We can post this up too, Dana, so they can see this on Facebook. Jane Seymour, the actress, poses for a Playboy for her third time.
Whoa.
At age 67. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman is doing a third shoot. She first did this years ago, back in 1973, 1987, and now again, she's going to show us what she's got. And she just showed out or shouted out some Instagram photos. It doesn't say that she's going to do full nude.
Wow.
But we have one photo of her scantily clad, and she claims now she's more comfortable with her body and showing off her body than she ever was back in the 70s or back in the 80s when she did these shoots. She's ready to rock and roll, and she is 67. I've never thought that she was that pretty, even though she's held together really well. I would look at this. Former Bond girl, she's really taken care of herself. She claims she's had no work done. She's wanted to do stuff. She's thought about doing stuff to her lips or her face or her body or getting stuff lifted. But she said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And she never has. So she is going to go into Playboy. But it doesn't say how much she's going to show.
Wow. That is
incredible.
Gutsy.
Yes.
I don't think.
So, final three. Okay.
I don't really like where this is going.
I thought about going over 40 years of age, okay? This is the final three. Who would you pay $100 to see in Playboy? It's $100 an issue, okay? And you get to see these people who are over 40. And I thought, nah, 40, that's a bit young. There's so many people out there that are so nubile at 40.
The Rock.
The Rock, thank you. There's Dana. And then I thought, you know what? Let's make it a little more fun. Because I could go over 60.
Oh, yucky.
Of course you could.
I could go over 70.
Oh, come on.
I'm tiptoeing towards 60 on my list.
Put my feet to the fire. I'll go over 80. There's probably some gals out there that I would spend $100 to see him in Playboy. And I'm not saying I would do it because the sexual attraction is so big, but it's kind of like, wow, really? $100 and I can see this lady naked? So here's the final three. Who would you spend $100 on Playboy to see naked, who is over 50.
Oh, my God.
5-0. Come on, you got to play, Joe. You got to do it. There's a lot
Joe, this isn't even hard.
What did Dana? Dana's... Remember we found out when Dana liked Brian Williams, the Lime News guy?
Find geriatrics nude attractive. I mean...
Oh, no.
I'm not attracted to women over 50 naked.
I'm going to be 46 in April. You're going to be 40, what, 3 in June?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a 7-year difference. How could you not be attracted to a woman 7 years older than you?
I don't know. I like women younger than me.
What's going to happen when you're 60?
When I think of my women my mother's age.
Now we're talking. Now you're talking where I want to go. For those out there who've never seen
when
Joe's mom.
When I'm 60, I'll date... I would be attracted to 60-year-old women, but I'm not 60.
Yeah, but why would
20-something years from 60?
Yes, but why wouldn't you be attracted to 50-year-old women now if you're only going to be 43?
I don't know, because I like younger-looking women.
Wow.
So still going to go for the younger... You're going to go for 40-year-olds when you're 60, is what you're saying.
No, I'm good with about 6 years. 6 to 8 years. I'd get with a 50 when I'm 60.
Okay, so as long as they're younger. You like the younger thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for a 70 when I'm 60 or
see,
an 80.
Why
would you do that?
Unless something changes in me as I get older. Since I was a young kid, man, since I was like 9 or 10, I've always fancied and ogled the older. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the authoritarian in them. I don't know if it's the crow's feet.
Oh, goodness.
That's fine when you're younger. If you're in your 20s and you're going for a 40-year-old, I get that. But if you're in your 40s, you're going for a 60-year-old.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be 46, and there's a lot. And I mean a lot. I think there's more hot 50 and 60-year-olds out there than 20 or 30.
Ooh,
I just did
bold
that.
Bold words.
Yes.
Bold words.
I did it.
Now,
that's
see, Joe.
Stupid. They even say that out loud.
Why is that stupid?
That doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of... older, good-looking people.
It's even stupid for you to agree with him right now.
No,
there is no way that 50- and 60-year-old people are better looking than 20- and 30-year-olds.
I don't know.
But to say that statement out loud makes me think you two have been hitting the sauce before you came in here this morning.
No, I didn't even sit down about this.
Yeah, the salt and pepper. Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, Dana's 28.
Mm-hmm. 28.
She's a chick.
Yeah, but what's that matter?
Well, for me...
Girls definitely go for dudes that are older, but guys do not do that once they reach a certain age. That it flip-flops.
Well, you can't like change my chemistry or my genetic makeup or what I like. What do you mean you can't do it? It's weird.
No, my God, man, we could never change yours.
Yeah, why can't I think women that are 50 or 60 or hell, even 70 be
you
hot?
You can, but you're in a rowboat alone.
I'm just saying...
No, he's not.
For me... I find women that are 50, 60, and 70 years of age more attractive than women that are in their 20s or 30s.
Again, that's stupid.
I think Craig is being the less misogynistic person right now.
Yes, Joe, people don't know this about Joe. Joe likes his women very...
I see what you're doing, Dana. Don't try and force me into geriatric sex. I won't have that. And no matter which way you word it, misogynistic, chauvinistic, it is not chauvinistic
for a young man
to not find old women attractive.
And that's
normal.
But did you catch this? All I said is, who would you spend $100 on to buy a Playboy? If Joe's talking about having sex now. Are you talking about with the Playboy?
That's clearly where this conversation is gone.
Dog?
And it's grossed me out all the way from the beginning.
I'm just talking about appearance.
Going in that direction, though, with you.
Terrible.
Yes. It's truthful.
Why does I have to be part of this all the time?
Joe likes women who are malnourished and skinnier and younger than most people, and I like them heavier and sweatier and older than most people. We can't help it. That's the dichotomy. That's the difference between you and I. You'll never get me, and I'll never get you.
That's great. I mean, I love that, but don't try and bring me along into your weird thing.
Well, we got to do a final three. 766-9370.
I don't know that I can do this.
You got to. Come on.
Joe, if I can, you can. Come on.
Again,
buck up.
You're a chick.
I don't think chicks get a special pass.
Chicks definitely go for dudes that are older. Any woman will tell you that.
Yeah, but what about
because
chicks?
Because they think guys that are younger are immature.
Okay, what about all the teachers? All the teachers that prey on students.
And I think a lot of ladies who are older than Zac Efron would go for Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's where the term cougar comes from. Mm-hmm. That's what cougars do is they hunt young cubs.
Okay, mm-hmm. There's a select few.
I think it's 50-50. Some dudes or chicks are into older. Some dudes and chicks are into younger. I think it's just...
You think it's 50-50.
I really think it is. I mean, maybe. Okay.
It's 90-10.
Majority probably think younger people are more attractive.
Have you ever heard the movie Harold and Maude?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why that was a dark comedy. Because
yes.
it was a young man going for a grandmother.
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Yes. So that's like a dark comedy.
That's an oddity.
An abstract, odd comedy.
Okay.
It's not normalcy.
Well, hey, I need some Maude. I want a bunch of Maude, but Maude's got to have a good bod, and I'm all for it.
Oh, God.
766-9370. Who would you pay $100 to see nude in Playboy who is over 50? We'll start at that number, right there in the middle. 766-9370. Let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Long-time listener. I've been listening to you guys since Joe had the show at 7 o'clock.
Holy crap. You're
right
going
on,
way
dude.
Back. Yeah.
So, yeah. Joe, Cindy Crawford's over 50 years old.
Hey, there you go. Cindy Crawford, who was also in Playboy back in like 88 or 90-ish. Wow.
She also puts that magical fruit on her face. And if she didn't do that, she wouldn't look that way. I mean, that it's been proven. I see those late-night infomercials.
Well, yeah, she talks to that guy, that doctor, what's his name, from France, and he's got those little beads or whatever. Hey, you know what? That works.
Magic pearls and fruit. They make a mixture.
Yeah, it's got like that serotonin in it or whatever. Yep. Hey, I'll tell you this, since we're being honest, and you want to creep me out and make me be some sort of like guy that hangs out at rest homes.
I think you're doing that yourself.
And I'm into like elder sex, which is not true. Cindy Crawford, I'll tell you, she has not aged the way I thought she would. My wife would tell you, I went cuckoo for her. And I do not like women that are that thin, but there was something about her face back when I was a kid and she came out. I was like, oh man, Cindy Crawford, she has not aged well. She looks or is becoming to look kind of Joan Riverish. She's getting hollowed and sunken eyes. I don't think she looks better now than she did when she was young. Going back to your point, Joe, a lot of women I do think mature and look better as they get older. She is not one of them. She looked better back in her 20s. She doesn't look good, even putting all those pearls and that doctor stuff on her face.
Everything in moderation. I mean, if you're going to put that fruit on your face 15, 16 times a day, you're going to start to look like that fruit. That magical fruit she uses.
I don't think it's got fruit. It's got, maybe it does. I don't know what it is. Kiwi or whatever that
I don't know what it is, but it's like seven different dietary blends and chemicals, you know, mixed properly, and then there you go.
Yeah. Well, Cindy Crawford, appreciate that one. I like this. Andrew, he would buy a Playboy for $100 if it featured his mother-in-law. Please share.
Oh, good. Jeez.
Yeah. Now we're having fun.
Well. Hey, dog, I'm in your boat on this one. If you get a woman in her 50s, that's just incredible. Hands down, it beats those young girls in their 20s.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's just how we're wired. That's what we like. There's something about it.
You're going to align yourself with a man that wants to see his mother-in-law naked in a Playboy.
Hey, she's got a super hot daughter, which I married, and she's in her mid-50s. She's fantastic. She works out, and she's a nurse. She's just a sweetheart.
Yeah. See, and we've always talked about this, too.
If she's just a sweetheart, and I want to see her naked.
We've always talked about this, though. It's true. When you're going to marry someone, guys or girls, you got to look to the parents.
Oh, God, don't say that.
You have to look at the mom to know what you're marrying, because in 20 years, she's going to resemble that, and that is the best indicator of what you're hooking up with. I've told you that.
Don't say that.
Time and time again. And I know it doesn't work out in Joe's best interest, I don't think, from conversations we've had.
Well, God, no, it doesn't. But don't say something like that. My wife, or whatever you call Emily now, looks nothing like her mom.
Yeah, but she will.
No, don't say that.
But it's...
Why are you saying that
again? It is genetically proven.
Willing that to happen. That will not happen. There's no way tiny little Emily's going to look like that.
She has to.
No way.
She has to.
Nope.
So as you go back into this relationship, you know, with this mending,
I will not think that.
You need to keep a picture of her mom in your wallet.
No.
Yeah.
She's assured me she'll never let that happen.
It's not up to her.
It is up to her.
Unless she gets that stuff that Cindy Crawford uses or gets reconstructive surgery, it has to happen.
There's no way she's putting that fruit on her face. Look what it's done to her, to Cindy.
George, welcome. Hey, radio George. Off. George, welcome.
Georgie.
All right, we'll go. He was going to announce or nominate Selma Hayek.
Is she over 50? She's pretty.
Yeah, Selma Hayek. I mean, I would... Selma Hayek. Yeah, I think she is over 50. She is amazing, and she always gets thrown off my list because I always forget about her. She's something. She really is something.
Is she really over 50?
She's got to be 50, 52, 51.
She'd be our age.
If she's not 50, she's approaching. She's close. David, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
Hey, Christy Brinkley is 61, and Raquel Welch has always been one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, she might pop up on my list here for final three.
Raquel Welch is starting to get older, though.
She's starting to look like 60.
She's probably 80, isn't she?
Raquel Welch, who will end up on my list since he called with that. She is 77, and I'm telling you, for any woman, and she's had work done. Now, she's had work done, and she's been vocal about it. But still, what she has done is she's done the work right, and she's
she don't look all cat lady.
No, she let the age happen, and then she kind of cleared it up, and then she let some more age happen, and she kind of cleaned it up. She still resembles, when you see her, she is every bit the Raquel Welch she was back in the 60s and 70s. She still looks the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no denying who she is.
She's starting to age. She's very pretty for an older lady, but she is definitely starting to show her age.
I just want you to think, you get those shoes off, and they've got those big bunions there.
What's wrong with you? Why you got to take it to a place like that?
Because I know
a 77-year-old woman's feet can't look good.
No,
dude.
They can't because
or a man's, for that matter. Feet that are 77 years old don't need to be shown
on anybody, and she's wore high heels all her life, so you know she's got that big...
Toenails all yellowed.
Yeah, they look like Cheetos, and I'm here to tell you, just think about that. You're massaging that bunion late at night. She props up those tootsies and you're rubbing those corns.
Oh, this is unneeded. I don't even know why you're going here. It has nothing to do with the conversation at hand.
Brian, welcome. Final three. What do you got?
Hey, I can think of a few women who are over 50.
Okay.
You guys get that dirty laugh in there.
Okay, what do you got, Brian?
Marissa Tomei.
No way is she over 50.
She is. She's 52.
Okay, so he Googled this.
Oh, my God, though. That's amazing to know.
See, so what we need to do is I think we need to knock this up a decade. Do you see how easy the pickings are when you do 50, all the women that are out there?
Well, I mean, they've mentioned five.
Yeah, and we could keep going.
Could we?
Who else do you have?
Halle Berry.
Blah, blah.
She's not over 50.
Blah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's got to be 53, 54.
What are you puking on Halle Berry for?
Oh, did you say Halle Berry?
Yeah. Who'd you think he said?
Well, I'm looking at his screen. I thought he said Demi Moore.
Why would you puke on Demi Moore?
I would puke on Demi Moore. Halle Berry, no. Halle Berry's still amazing.
My final one was going to be Demi Moore. Yeah.
No,
and it should be, sir.
I stole his thunder. I was reading the screen there. I thought that he said Demi Moore when he said Halle Berry. Demi Moore is ugly. And Joe and I have had this conversation for years and years and years. It dates back to the competition of who's hotter, Tina Turner or Demi Moore. And I always said Tina Turner to this day is still hotter than Demi Moore. Demi Moore has aged ugly and horribly.
No one's saying she hasn't aged wonderfully, but there's no comparison between Tina Turner and Demi Moore.
Still to this day, Tina Turner's hotter. How old is Demi Moore? Did you Google it?
No, but Halle Berry is 51. I'll do Demi Moore right
now. Yeah, I want to know how old she is. 766-9370. James, another one for Christy Brinkley. And we've got 55, Adam.
55, Demi.
Demi Moore's 55.
Yep.
Who'd you want to nominate, Adam?
I wanted to nominate Meryl Streep. I'd see that for $500.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep has a unique European sculpted face and nose. Meryl Streep is... here's the
never
thing.
Have found her attractive.
Really?
Not even a young Meryl Streep. No, not even close.
Oh, man. Remember what was the movie with Kevin Bacon, like The River Runs Wild or whatever?
One of the worst movies I've ever seen her in for looks.
Oh, my God. She was so sexy in that. She was that rafting chick.
Oh.
And it was Kevin Bacon and John C. Reilly, and they take the family out, and she was with that gutless, spineless husband. And Kevin Bacon just played a sinister, evil, rotten bank robber.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie. But no, I don't find her attractive. Like at $500 to see her naked?
I think I would. Meryl Streep has got something. Susan Sarandon gets all the love for old ladies in Hollywood.
Oh.
No, I think Susan Sarandon is far uglier than Streep. Meryl Streep is something that just, it's almost like she gets younger with age. She just gets more beautiful. She is something. That right there is what the kids call a firecracker.
Well, see, now I would switch that over to Sarandon, because Susan Sarandon, she's not only, well, she's not really that attractive, but she's an attractive older lady, but she's wild. I mean, she's showing up at Burning Man, and she's just...
loves drinking whiskey and playing ping pong.
I mean, I bet she would be wild, dude.
Well, watch the movie, Mr. Woodcock. You know, I mean, that was, remember?
Oh, my God, what a great movie.
Remember Mr. Woodcock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name? Was that called Mr. Woodcock?
Yeah, I think it was.
What a great movie. Oh, my God, she was wild in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a cougar. She was a tiger in that. And Mr. Woodcock let her son know.
He just dirtied her up right in front of everyone, didn't he?
Let's start with Dana. Dana, if you could get off the phone. I know we said, who would you spend $100 for on Playboy? But we'll say Playboy or Playgirl. So, Dana, if you could.
Well, Dana, we're going to need some time here, because Dana said her list was long.
Yeah, my list was really long.
Final three. That's what final three is.
And I'm really mad because I totally forgot about Brian Williams.
Yeah, Dana, we learned early on had a thing for Brian Williams.
Who doesn't?
I do love him.
Which is weird.
okay.
All right, Dana.
So, the youngest one on my list, Keanu Reeves at 53.
Oh, God.
I love Keanu. Him
hey,
and his bro
hey, what's
self.
What's up, bro-ass?
I love him.
You like what you see, little bro Dana?
A lot of girls too, Dana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night, Kenny was showing me one of his older interviews after he did Bill and Ted, and he totally sounded exactly like that, and I was like, I don't care. He's just pretty to look at.
Oh, God.
And he's still pretty to look at.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Even when he talks about like serious issues and stuff, he's just always like,
but he's a good dude. Like, he gives like people that he works with on the set, like he gives them Harleys and stuff.
We
like,
did
he's an
learn
awesome
like,
guy.
The last couple of years, he's a better dude than I think Hollywood or anyone gave him credit for.
Yeah.
So, a little behind the scenes, now have we learned, Dana, that Kenny was talking about Keanu Reeves and not Brendan Fraser yesterday?
No. We were talking about Brendan Fraser yesterday. We also watched Brendan
sidebar.
Fraser.
Her and
yesterday.
Kenny, they just talk about the Brendan Fraser and Keanu Reeves. The conversations the two of you get into and who is a nice actor and who isn't. It's so strange.
It's really
that,
weird.
It's so
that captivate our lives.
So in at number two, Dana.
In at so number weird. Two, Antonio Banderas. 57 years of age. Zorro, come to me.
You know, and still a great actor.
3 years beautiful from man. 60. Is yeah. he really? Wow.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love Antonio.
He's doing all kinds of B-movie, action-packed movies, and he's still a good actor.
As he always should have been. Top of the hill, Dana. Things. Who do you pick?
Also in at 57, the man that everybody has loved, and he just ages and ages and doesn't ever look like he has actually aged, except, you know, the salt and pepper hair, but... Gotta go George Clooney.
Oh, Clooney.
Wow.
Just Clooney. Perfect body, perfect face.
Yeah.
Perfect man.
Loves helping the world. Yeah. Yeah. He likes to drink, but not too much. Wants to save children. You know, him and Amal, they go around fighting for all these human rights and doing all this stuff. He had his father and mother adopt a child from, like, a war-torn country.
My ovaries are exploding right now.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, his parents actually adopted someone from a war-torn country. I saw it on like a 60 Minutes or whatever. That's amazing. Him and his wife, that's what their life is dedicated to.
Oh, it's amazing. I love him.
Okay. Joe, if you can clear the vomit out, who do you got? Final three. Women over 50, you'd pay $100 to see in Playboy. Talking about this because Jane Seymour at 67, posing in Playboy for her third time. We'll post this up so you can see a couple of the shots. The prelims on Facebook.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm going to try to go with people we haven't picked yet.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I don't know how she popped up, but I just saw her recently from Flashdance, Jennifer Beals.
Oh, Jennifer Beals.
Have you seen her lately?
Has not aged one day since she did Flashdance.
That girl is, I think she's more attractive now than she was when she was a young lady.
Well, how could you say that? That goes against everything.
I don't know. It's very bizarre. I just saw her. Was she doing something right now?
Yeah, she's always doing little parts here and there and pops up. Yeah, she's amazing.
Like All Access Hollywood or somewhere recently.
So how could you find her attractive if she's not younger than you?
She breaks the rules for me. She's the only one on my list.
And Jennifer
Beals, I had
to
look her up because I thought she was seriously in her like 40s. I can't believe she is 54 years old.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe that.
For the guys or gals that remember Flashdance, Google her. She really did get better with age and looks better now than in Flashdance.
It's unbelievable, honestly.
She's beautiful. That's a good call on that one.
Watched it the other weekend and remembered how pretty she was. I don't know what she looks like now, but I would imagine she's probably aged well because she looked so young. And it was that girl from Lost Boys, Jamie Gertz.
Jamie Gertz. Oh, also in Less Than Zero, she played Claire.
She is 51 years of age. I did Google that, but I only Googled the thing, so I only saw a couple pictures.
And
I don't
so,
know
you know,
like.
For people out there, Jamie Gertz is like Joe's type. When you look at Jamie Gertz, for those not familiar with her, she was in Less Than Zero, Lost Boys. She had a sitcom on CBS. She's done quite a bit of stuff, little stuff throughout the years. That is like Joe's type.
Oh, yes. Right up my alley right there, 100%.
Yeah. She's a Jennifer Connelly, kind of Patricia Heaton-esque looking, very thin, older woman.
No, I wouldn't say Patricia Heaton.
A little bit, no.
That's a chick from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I love Patricia
Don't
Eaton.
Throw her in there on that. Why would you do that to me? tried to sneak that in there because I was looking at Gertz or Jamie Gertz over here. No, not Patricia Heaton. She's like Danica Patrick-y.
No, yeah, see, that's
she's
why
like,
I said Jennifer Connelly, yes.
Ava Mendez-y. She's like the Spice Girl that's married to the...
She's like posh.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
She's like that.
She's got that kind of bewitched pointy nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's in at number one?
Well, number one for me has been the older woman I've always been attracted to would be Diane Lane. I don't know what she looks like now.
Diane Lane.
But she is. I've always found her so attractive as an older lady.
Yes, Penny Chenery from Secretariat.
Yep. I think she's in her 53, Diane Lane, it says here.
Wow, very good. All right, 766-9370. Who would you pay $100 to see in Playboy?
Try and keep this PG.
I'm torn, man. I'm really, really torn. Over the age of 50. In at number three, Raquel Welch. 77 years of age. Someone nominated her earlier. Always amazing. You grow up as a young kid. Then you watch Shawshank and you see Andy. That's the poster he had in the cell when the warden throws the rock through it. It was Raquel Welch.
So you're just going to bust 50 apart and go straight to 77.
Yeah. I told you I could do over 80.
Okay.
I'll bring it back down, though. Vanessa Williams. Ex-Miss America had to relinquish her title because she got caught in Penthouse, went on to marry, what's his name?
She
Fox from the Lakers.
Penthouse?
Oh, yeah. She did Penthouse.
Whoa.
She won the crown in 84 for Miss America. Then it was later found out that she had some unauthorized photos that leaked in Penthouse, so she had to turn the crown over.
Well, she got dirty then, didn't she?
Had a couple songs. She tried to sing. Then she became an actress. She's not a bad actress.
No?
But she is stunning. She's age 54, and that's as young as I'll go on this category. Now I'm going to bring out the cannon. This right here, I'd pay.
You brought the cannon out with your first pick.
No, no, no. This one here, this is like a wrecking ball, to quote Miley. Martha Stewart.
Get out.
79 years of age.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd pay $2 to $3 to $4. I might even, if I had money, if I could sneak $500 out of the account with no one knowing, I'd pick up a copy of Playboy if it had Martha Stewart in it. And I want centerfold.
Martha now?
Martha then, Martha now, Martha tomorrow.
Come on, that's a lie.
That is not a lie.
It has to be.
It's not. I'm telling you, I would do it.
That's awful.
And she's 79. I mean, just ripe for the picking, if you will.
She's an old ex-prison inmate, dope-smoking...
Hey, she never smoked dope.
Oh, she smokes dope like a chimney.
No, just
smokes.
Because she does a show with Snoop Dogg, you think she smokes dope.
No, because she says, I smoke dope. I think she smokes dope.
She doesn't say that.
Yeah, she does.
That's good.
She's admitted to being a marijuana smoker.
Take a couple toots, and I've never heard that. She's never admitted that.
Why don't you Google it? Martha Stewart admits to smoking dope. You'll see it.
Okay, well, fair enough. I don't like dope smoking, but I would with her. I think so.
That's the only way you're going to get to see. You don't have to pay no money. You got to sit down and smoke a Rochester with her.
A Rochester?
A whole doobie.
With Martha Stewart.
And then you get to see her naked and whatever weird thing you're thinking of.
Can she smoke the doobie with me naked?
God, I guess for our purposes here, no.
Yo,
Dog and Joe. Dog and Joe.